By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome to our program Rise and Shine Eid Special. We've all got our brand new Eid clothes on. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we're here, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, be celebrating the beautiful day of Eid, mashallah. So you're going to be celebrating, or you already have celebrated your Eid today. But inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it's our second day of Eid, and I hope that you can join us until the end of the program. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let's start our program with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
الف لام الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم
اللہ ہے جس کے سوا کسی کی پوجا نہیں آپ زندہ اوروں کا قائم رکھنے والا
نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان
اس نے تم پر یہ سچی کتاب اتاری اگلی کتابوں کی تصدیق فرماتی اور اس نے اس سے پہلے توریت اور انجیل اتاری لوگوں کو راہ دکھاتی اور فیصلہ اتارا
ان الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام
بے شک وہ جو اللہ کی آیتوں سے منکر ہوئے ان کے لیے سخت عذاب ہے اور اللہ غالب بدلہ لینے والا ہے
ان اللہ لا يخفى عليه شيء في الارض ولا في السماء
اللہ پر کچھ چھپا نہیں زمین میں نہ آسمان میں
والذی یصورکم فی الارحام کیف یشاء لا الہ الا هو العزیز الحکیم
وہی ہے کہ تمہاری تصویر بناتا ہے ماؤں کے پیٹ میں جیسی چاہے اس کے سوا کسی کی عبادت نہیں عزت والا حکمت والا
والذی انزل علیک الکتاب منہ آیات محکمات ہن ام الکتاب و اخر متشابہات
وہی ہے جس نے تم پر یہ کتاب اتاری اس کی کچھ آیتیں صاف معنی رکھتی ہیں وہ کتاب کی اصل ہیں اور دوسری وہ ہیں جن کے معنی میں اشتباہ ہے
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ
وہ جن کے دلوں میں کجی ہے وہ اشتباہ والی کے پیچھے پڑتے ہیں گمراہی چاہنے اور اس کا پہلو ڈھونڈنے کو اور اس کا ٹھیک پہلو اللہ ہی کو معلوم ہے۔
والراسخون فی العلم یقولون آمنا به کل من عند ربنا وما يذكر الا اولو الالباب،
اور پختہ علم والے کہتے ہیں ہم اس پر ایمان لائے، سب ہمارے رب کے پاس سے ہے، اور نصیحت نہیں مانتے مگر عقل والے۔
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ ہدیتنا وہب لنا من لدنك رحمہ انك انت الوہاب۔
اے رب ہمارے دل ٹیڑے نہ کر بعد اس کے کہ تو نے ہمیں ہدایت دی اور ہمیں اپنے پاس سے رحمت عطا کر، بے شک تو ہے بڑا دینے والا۔
ربنا انك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه ان اللہ لا يخلف الميعاد۔
اے رب ہمارے بے شک تو سب لوگوں کو جمع کرنے والا ہے اس دن کے لیے جس میں کوئی شبہ نہیں، بے شک اللہ کا وعدہ نہیں بدلتا۔
ان الذين كفروا لن تغنی عنهم اموالهم ولا اولادهم من الله شيئا،
بے شک وہ جو کافر ہوئے ان کے مال اور ان کی اولاد اللہ سے انہیں کچھ نہ بچا سکیں گے۔
وَأُولَئِكَ هُمْ وَقُودُ النَّارِ،
اور وہی دوزخ کے ایندھن ہیں۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، very beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran you've heard. Alhamdulillah Azzawajal. And remember, even if it's Eid today, we still need to be reciting the glorious Quran. We need to make our habit to read as much Quran as possible unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recite the Rude Pak as well. And inshallah Azzawajal, we're going to not only celebrate our Eid, but we're going to enjoy the day of Eid as well, because the day of Eid is for enjoyment. So inshallah Azzawajal, let's go towards our kalam. But before we go to the kalam, inshallah, let me tell you what segments we're going to have here. Normally, alhamdulillah, we have our daily reminder, daily hadith. And today we're going to have a few naats as well. We've got some very naat khans, mashallah, with us today in the studio. And we're going to listen to their naats as well. We're going to be asking them some questions as well, how they celebrate their Eid as well. And inshallah azawajal, hopefully we need to start inshallah azawajal reciting the kalam as well. So let's go towards our beautiful kalam for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي، صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين، محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي، مولايا صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولايا صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمدي
مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
ثم الرضا عن ابي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. A very beautiful kalam praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And guess what? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praised in nearly every single language. People praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, we've just praised our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now we've got some guests in the studio. Let's first of all see who they are and where they're from and what their names are. Because I've got someone on the right hand side, let's ask this personality who he is. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
First of all, can we take your blessed name?
Muhammad Inayat Raza Attari from Dewsbury.
Muhammad Inayat Raza Attari from Dewsbury, mashallah. Inayat Raza, how do you celebrate your Eid?
We read Eid Namaz in the morning and then we go see the relatives.
We only see them, we don't eat anything in their house, do you?
And we eat food at their house.
And then clean the pots and take them home with you. Yeah, no we don't. We eat food and we don't clean the pots, do we, sometimes? Because they're all like, they can do it themselves. Right, okay, fair enough. Gee, Inayat Raza, you said you're going to read a Nat for Kalam today as well. Which is your favorite Kalam?
Kamli Wale Muhammad.
MashaAllah. And are you going to read that today?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, MashaAllah. So viewers at home, let's listen to a kalam from the one and only Inayat Raza Attari ji.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah kamli wa صدقے میں جا دنیا کے غریب آدیبا پر لئی کملی والے محمد تو صدقے میں جا دنیا کے غریب آدیبا پر لئی میری بخشش وسیلہ محمد تانا میری بخشش وسیلہ محمد تانا دنیا کے غریب آدیبا پر لئی میری پتر بھی مارنتے ہستے رہے میری پتر بھی مارنتے ہستے رہے پھر بھی رائے خدا سب نو دستے رہے بری صفتان البریائے سارا کرا بری صفتان البریائے سارا کرا دنیا کے غریب آدیبا پر لئی کملی والے محمد تو صدقے میں جا دنیا کے غریب آدیبا پر لئی لایا بدوان سینے کمال ہویا لایا بدوان سینے کمال ہویا کوئی حبشی تو حضرت بلال ہویا کوئی حبشی تو حضرت بلال ہویا آئے درتے سوالی نو کی تینینا آئے درتے سوالی نو کی تینینا دنیا کے غریب آدیبا پر لئی او دیوا جو کوئی دنیا تے پیارا نہیں او دیوا جو کوئی دنیا تے پیارا نہیں او دیوا کا کوئی جگ تے سہارا نہیں جنا ہوندے محمد نہ ہوندا جہاں جنا ہوندے محمد نہ ہوندا جہاں دنیا کے غریب آدیبا پر لئی کملی والے محمد تو صدقے میں جا جنہیں آ کے غریب آدیبا پر لئی.
Did you enjoy that kalam? Yeah, it was in which language was it in, do you know?
Punjabi.
It was in Punjabi, mashallah, azza wa jal. Let's talk about our Eid today because we're all celebrating Eid today. And inshallah, azza wa jal, you've had some delicious food. Which is your favorite food on Eid day, Inayat Raza?
My favorite food is biryani.
Biryani? What is the chicken one, the mutton one, the lamb one, or the camel one?
The chicken one.
The chicken one. He's chicken now, Annie. Yes, yeah. So your chicken biryani is your favorite one, mashallah, azza wa jal. Okay, on Eid days, normally, do you have chicken biryani as well?
No, only on Eid.
Only on Eid, not on, that's why I said, Eid day, do you have chicken biryani? He said, no, only on Eid. Okay, so you do have chicken biryani on Eid. That's excellent, mashallah. We've got some very important guests in the studio, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Let's see who's got the mic in his hand now. What's your name?
Raish.
Raish, is that it, Raish?
Yeah.
What's your surname?
Muhammad Raish Usman.
Muhammad Raish Usman, mashallah, azza wa jal. Gee, Muhammad Raish Usman, are you happy that it's Eid today? Well, we're on the second day, aren't we? So you're happy. Did you wear any new clothes? MashaAllah. Raish Usman, how old are you?
7.
78.
No.
How much?
7.
Oh, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. All right. Raish is 7 years old. Now Raish is going to give the mic to his brother. What is your name, Raish's brother?
Muhammad Anis Usman.
Muhammad Anis Usman, mashallah. Anis, how old are you?
12.
You're 12 years old. And what is your favorite dish on the day of Eid?
Biryani.
Biryani. Inayat Ravza loves biryani. You love biryani. Chicken one or the camel one?
Chicken.
Chicken. Oh, they're all chickens, aren't they? Yeah, they're all chicken favorites. Okay, mashallah. Oh, we never asked Raish what his favorite food was. So give him the mic. Raish, what's your favorite food?
Biryani.
Biryani, mashallah. Are you sure biryani is your favorite food? Right, okay. His favorite food is also biryani. Well, we also got another guest, mashallah. What's your name?
Farhan Azim.
Where do you live?
Saltown, Dewsbury.
He lives in Saltown, Dewsbury. Farhan, day of Eid, what's your favorite dish on day of Eid?
Rasmalai.
Rasmalai is not a dish, is it? It's a sweet dish. Why is it that you like the food in wise?
The biryani, the meat one.
Oh, thank God we've got somewhere else. We've got meat biryani today. But mashallah, azawajal, excellent. Inshallah, azawajal, what we're going to do now is also, we've got Ubaid Raza in the studio as well. You guys have taken time out, whereas other lads might be playing about on the streets, but you've chosen to come and sit with me in the studio, alhamdulillah. We are, and the food is getting prepared. Are you getting ready for the food, lads? Yeah, so inshallah, very soon the food is going to come and we're going to enjoy our meal as well. And you can also watch us whilst we are eating our food as well. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Jee, subhanallah. Farhan, you're going to read a naat as well, are you?
Jee.
Go on, which is your favorite naat?
Uncle Katara.
Okay, go on then.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa salam alayka ya Habiballah. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa salam alayka ya Habiballah. Anku katara name Muhammad dil ka ujala, name Muhammad aankhon ka tara, name Muhammad dil ka ujala, name Muhammad daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki kar lo wazifa. Name Muhammad aankhon ka tara, name Muhammad dil ka ujala. Muhammad Nuh Khalil Musa Isa, Nuh Khalil Musa Isa, sabka hai aka, name Muhammad dil ka ujala, name Muhammad aankhon ka tara, name Muhammad dil ka ujala, name Muhammad poonche ga maula, laya hai kya kya main kahunga, name Muhammad aankhon ka tara, name Muhammad محمد اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤ جس نے سکھایا نام محمد کو کتارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ This, do you know who wrote this kalam? Maulana Jameel ur-Rahman Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was the Khalifa of Ala Hazrat Imam alayhi sunnat, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It was his kalam that was mashallah being recited. And it's such a beautiful kalam, and especially amongst the kids, it's a very, very famous kalam as well. If you've just joined us, then yes, you are watching our Rise and Shine Eid special program. It's the second day of Eid today, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, and you are watching this program. I hope that, mashallah, you have enjoyed your Eid. You are loving your Eid, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you've had some biryanis about because everyone loves your biryanis. Ubaid, what's your favorite dish?
I prefer samosas.
Samosas, that's not a dish, that's a savory. What is it? Food-wise, they like biryani. Biryani is known as a dish, isn't it?
Gosht.
Gosht, yeah. Oh, that's a bit Asian type. Any gosht? Yeah, so you like gosht. Which gosht do you like? Do you like camel? Do you like bakra? Do you like bakri? Do you like dumba? What do you like?
Any sort of sheep would do.
Any sort of sheep. Even though it's got three legs, it's got to be a sheep. Fine, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Excellent, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Now remember, the day of Eid is a happiness for the Muslims. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also celebrated many Eids in his lifetime as well. Mashallah, Azza wa Jal. And one of the things the scholars, they mentioned that on the day of Eid, you're supposed to be enjoying yourself and also, alhamdulillah, giving Mubarak Baad to everyone. So are we all giving Mubarak Baad to everyone at home? In Ad Raza, is there anyone that you want to give Eid Mubarak to?
Eid Mubarak to all the viewers that are watching.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Excellent. So alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Eid Mubarak to everyone. Ubaid, do you want to give Eid Mubarak to everyone as well?
Yeah.
Shall we all together say Eid Mubarak to everyone? Eid Mubarak everyone, mashallah. Gee, so now, Ubaid, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, I've heard that you're going to have a kalam as well. So if you want to get ready for that kalam as well. Now remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, before we go to another kalam, let's go and watch our daily reminder for today as well. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islamic brothers, your neighbors have rights upon you, so please do not be disturbing them. We head to the masjid, and to get into the masjid, we park our cars over people's driveways. Or we come home late at night, making a noise, waking up our neighbours. My dear Islamic brothers, our neighbours have rights over us. The community here in the UK is a mixed community. And if we are to take the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the wider community, then we have to be ambassadors for this deen. We have to go out there and emulate the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran and Sunnah. So my dear Islamic brothers, spare a thought for your neighbors.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ubaid Raza, that is going to read a kalam today. Which is your favorite kalam? Is that your favorite one? Is that what you're going to read today as well? So viewers of Madani channel, mashallah, on the second day of Eid, we're still hyped up. If you haven't eaten too much, then inshallah, you can join Ubaid Raza in the kalam as well. So Ubaid, take it away.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah वह क्या जो दो करम है शहे बतहा तेरा नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा ना नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा दारे चलते है अता के वो है कतरा तेरा दारे चलते है अता के वो है कतरा तेरा तारे खिलते सखा के वो है जर्रा तेरा वह क्या जो दो करम है शहबत फर्श वाले तेरी शौकत का उलू क्या जाने फर्श वाले तेरी शौकत का उलू क्या जाने खुसरवा अर्श पे उड़ता है परेरा तेरा वह क्या जो दो करम है शहबत हा तेरा मैं तो मालिक ही कहूँगा के हो मालिक के हबीब मैं तो मालिक ही कहूँगा के हो मालिक के हबीब यानी महबूब वो मुहिब में नहीं मेरा तेरा वह क्या जो दो करम है शहबत हा तेरा तेरे कदमों में जो है गैर का मुँह क्या देखे तेरे कदमों में जो है गैर का मुँह क्या देखे कौन नजरों पे चरे दे खके तलवा तेरा वह क्या जो दो करम है शहबत हा तेरा तेरी सरकार मिलाता है रजा उस को शफी तेरी सरकार मिलाता है रजा उस को शफी जो मेरा गौस है और डला बेटा तेरा वह क्या जो दो करम है شہ بتہا تیرا.
ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ, a very beautiful کلام. Do you know who this کلام was written by?
اعلی حضرت.
Did I tell that or not?
No.
No. So that was written by اعلی حضرت امام اہل سنت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ, and a very very beautiful کلام ماشاء اللہ عز و جل. And now الحمدللہ عز و جل, let's have a little gup shup, as they say, with our viewers or guests in the studio as well. Shall we have a little competition with you? Eid namaz, how many rakats do you read?
2 rakats.
And how many takbirs do you say normally?
6.
I said 4 and he said 6. That is the correct answer. So mashallah Azawajal is really doing very good, mashallah. And remember, Eid is not just about fancy clothes. Eid is not just about wearing the best clothing. Eid is not just about eating the best food. Eid is about praising Allah Azza wa Jal. So we've got many other guests in the studio. Jee, Muhammad Ra'is Uthman, well, have you bought some new clothes for Eid? Yeah, just say yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what have you bought? Did you buy new clothes? What have you bought?
Some nice clothes.
He's bought some nice clothes. That is so excellent. Okay, mashallah, Azawajal. Anis, okay, let's ask yourself a question as well. What is your favorite thing on Eid, apart from eating? What do you like doing most on Eid, Eid day?
Seeing your cousins.
Seeing your cousins. Just have your mic near there. So seeing your cousins is the best. How many cousins do you see on the day of Eid?
A lot.
A lot. So basically about 1 million or 2 million. Yeah. The whole country is his cousin. But mashallah, that's very important. See, you know, it's the Eid is not just about going to the masjid, offering your Eid, thoriya semiya khadiya, and then that's it, I'm off Eid. People say, my Eid is over 9:30 because Eid namaz is done. Yeah, Eid namaz is the beginning of Eid. And alhamdulillah, we go to masjid, we read our Eid salah, we come back home, and then we should be visiting our relatives, our friends, our family, because that's the only time maybe we get to visit them. Now, if you don't go to your relative's house on the day of Eid, when is it that you go to your relative's house? You know, today, so you see a lot of people are distancing themselves from their relatives, from their own blood relatives. And that is one of the reasons why maybe we're not getting any barakat, you know, in our family as well. And wishing Eid, you know, to other Muslims as well, is a beautiful tariqah of the Sahaba Ikram, the Awliya Ikram, and especially helping those people in need. That is why Islam has given us a very beautiful tariqah, a beautiful way, where we give Eidul Fitr, we call it Fitrana in our language, so it's called Fitr. Yeah, and that Fitr is a donation. Now every person, either be a child of one day, that Eidul Fitr will be important for the family to give on his behalf as well. And why do we give Eidul Fitr? So that those Muslims who are in need, they could be enjoying their Eid as well. They could be enjoying in the celebrations as well, alhamdulillah. Anis, when you go for Eid Salah, tell me, do you have to sit down for Eid Salah or do you stand up?
Stand up.
Okay, how many rakats do you read?
4
rakats for the day of Eid. Is it 4? No, it's not. It's 2 rakats. So that means when you read your Eid namaz, everyone gives salam, you read 2 more. Yeah? No, you don't. But okay. So okay, mashallah. Your favorite dish, we've heard that it was
biryani,
chicken biryani. Did you have chicken biryani on Eid?
Yeah.
Yeah, mashallah. Is that chicken biryani on Eid? Now also we need to understand that Eid is a day for children as well. And we've got some really, really beautiful children in the studio as well. Well, I keep saying the studio, in the house as well. So do you get Eid money?
Yeah.
Okay, how much do you get? Oh, we're leaking out. Your cousins might be watching you.
Like 70 to like 100.
70 to 100 pounds, mashallah. What do you do with that all that money then? You give it to your mom or your dad?
I give it to my mom.
You give it to your mom. Well, you don't need to even say mom, dad. Your mom will say, "Uthani idne paise." Yeah, so your mom will take that. Or maybe your mom's watching and be thinking, oh my God, he's leaking out all the secrets. But yeah, mashallah. And you get the Eid money as well. And how do you spend your Eid money then? What is it that you buy? Your dad buys you clothes, you get Eid money, you buy more clothes. So you're going to be probably have a wardrobe full of clothes, yeah? MashaAllah. Gee, if you can pass the mic over to Farhan. Farhan, how do you celebrate your Eid?
I go to my Eid namaz first. Yeah, then I go spend time with my relatives after that.
Okay, so roughly, out of millions, how many relatives would you visit?
I don't know, too many.
Too many. So, too many millions of relatives is God. Okay, one of the most important things on Eid we have is we do mu'anaka, yeah? We embrace one another, we give Eid Mubarak as well. Now, Farhan, you obviously, mashallah, you go to Eid namaz, you come back home, you go to your relative's house. What is the most enjoyable part of the day for you?
Spending time with my grandparents.
And eating food.
Yeah.
Spending time with grandparents and eating food is his most enjoyable time, alhamdulillah. And hopefully, inshallah, azza wa jal, that's what Eid is all about. We need to enjoy our day of Eid as well. So inshallah, azza wa jal, I think we might have a cartoon of Ghulam Rasool. So let's go towards that. And inshallah, azza wa jal, we can see, maybe we'll see how Ghulam Rasool celebrates his Eid, or even Kaniz Fatima will come up as well. So let's watch them as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh wow, how beautiful it looks. Let me put this color over here. That's nice. Hold on, where's the other block? Yes, there it is.
Where did I put my things? I just put it here, but it's not even here. Oof. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Why are you reciting sallallahu ala Muhammad?
It is stated in a blessed hadith that if a person forgets something, he should recite salat and salam. Inshallah, he will remember that forgotten thing.
Have you lost something that you can't find?
Yes, I can't find my stationery pouch and my notebook. I can't remember where I put them.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, I remember now. I know where it is. Let me go and get it for you.
Oh, that's great. Jazakallahu khairah.
There you go, Brother Ghulam Rasool. There you go! Huh?
Kaniz Fatma, you don't give something by throwing it. These are bad manners. Whenever you want to give something to someone, give it to him in his hand, with your right hand.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will be careful in future.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as we were having our little break, we had a little guest in the studio. I mentioned studio again. We've got a new guest. Do you want to read the first kalima for us? Go and read the first kalima.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
MashaAllah. He's read the first kalima and he wasn't shy about it as well. Ali Raza, are you celebrating Eid today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ali Raza also can read the second kalima as well, can't you? Can you read the second kalima? Ashhadu an la ilaha read.
Ashhadu la ilaha illallah.
How old are you? Oh, he's gonna be 5 years old, and he's 5 years old now, isn't it? So he's 5 years old, mashallah. So alhamdulillah, that is an amazing thing. And we are back in our studio as well. Any messages that we might have for the people? Right, mashallah. So we've got Inayat Raza on the right hand side. Inayat, is there any message that you want to give to the people?
Keep watching Madni channel and have happy Eid.
How happy is you? How do you think they can have a happy Eid?
Get together with all your relatives.
And
enjoy the day.
With chicken biryani.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. So have a get together with your friends. Enjoy the day. have a chicken biryani, and that's what Eid is all about. MashaAllah, it's all about meeting your relatives. It's all about building relationship with your relatives. It's building bridges, isn't it? That's what Eid is all about, alhamdulillah. Can you imagine our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam celebrating Eid with his companions? Ubaid, what is your message for the people for Eid?
Spend time with your family, because Eid might be sometime the only time in the year some people spend with their family, so make the most of it. Yeah.
You know, that's a very true statement, that because for some people, because we live in a very, very busy life, and Eid is maybe the only time that we get spent with our family and friends. And maybe, inshallah, azawajal, if we are celebrating Eid with our family and friends, take advantage of that as well. Ali Raza, you celebrate Eid with your family.
I ate one cookie.
You ate one what?
One cookie before school.
You ate one cookie before school. Okay. So is he one cookie before school? And we don't have school on Eid, do we? No, we don't have Eid or school on Eid. But is that one cookie? Why? Because it is Eid al-Fitr and you eat. Do you like semia? You know what semia are? Vermicellis. Do you like vermicellis? You might be thinking, what's dad on about?
I like chicken semia.
You like chicken semia? Oh my God, we've got someone who likes chicken semia. That is excellent. Alhamdulillah. Gee, but I think what Ubaid said was a really, really true fact that, you know, as Muslims, we need to enjoy the day of Eid with our families. Maybe there's someone whose family lives really far, your parents, your grandparents. Make sure that you go to them, you see them, and you cherish their moments in your life. Because this is the time that we need to understand that as Muslims, alhamdulillah, the day of Eid is a very beautiful day. It's a reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla, because Muslims fast for 29 or 30 days. And the reward that they get is that Allah Ta'ala blesses them, mashallah. Ubaid, mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, you also did Hifaz Quran. Did you manage to read Tarawih?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I managed to read some Tarawih this year.
Well, how do you think you did?
I did all right, I think, better than last year.
Okay, and what's your future plans?
I only read 2 rakats this year, but inshallah, next year I'm going to read. Try reading more than that, maybe 4 or 8.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. We need to understand that, you know, Tarawih, if you did not read Tarawih, then you left all the blessings. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to offer Tarawih Salah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram. And then, alhamdulillah, at the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Tarawih Salah was read as a jama'at. So, inshallah, azawajal, which masjid did you lead your jama'at namaz?
Local Ghosia Masjid in Dewsbury.
And mashallah, azawajal, yeah, I was there with him as well. Before he says you were there, I was there as well. Yeah, so alhamdulillah. Okay, in Ramadan, let's just think about Ramadan. What is the most enjoyable part of Ramadan that you had?
Probably Tarawih, because the only time you get to listen to the whole Quran.
MashaAllah. And you know, in the Tarawih, you know, we had the Quranic stories. Is there any Quranic stories that you can remember?
Prophet Nuh alayhi salam.
Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Yeah, and we only had that for 2 minutes, didn't we? Because we haven't really mentioned the whole story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But mashallah, azza wa jal, nevertheless, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you are watching, if you just were tuning into us, you are watching our Rise and Shine special program. You might be thinking, hold on a minute, what's happening here? I've never seen Rise and Shine with kids on it, because it's Eid, isn't it? That's why we've got kids in the studio as well, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, I hope you had a good Eid and you celebrated Eid with your family and your relatives. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we also had a fantastic Eid in our lives, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. And Eid is always a good time, mashallah. Ji Farhan, one more question. You know, Eid is what date, Islamic date, do you know?
It's the day after the last day of Ramadan.
Oh my God, that was such a hard question, but that's not the correct answer, is it? Okay, it's not on the last day of Ramadan, is it? Because last day of Ramadan is Ramadan.
The one after.
The one after. So what is that date, Islamic date? Anish, do you know it? Do you know it, Ubaid?
Yeah.
What is it?
First of Shawwal.
First of Shawwal. Which is the month before Ramadan, do you know?
Rajab.
Rajab. MashaAllah. Rajab is the year before Ramadan. Are you sure? Sha'ban. What's before Sha'ban?
Rajab.
Okay, Rajab, Sha'ban, and then Ramadan, mashallah, Azawajal. And Ramadan is all over as well. It was such a beautiful month, alhamdulillah, Azawajal. And we all remember, as we all remember. And guess what? I can see the food coming as well. Yeah. So I think, lads, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break for food. We're going to enjoy our food. And we're going to be, maybe you could be watching us eating that food as well. Delicious biryani with chicken. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, as you can see, we've got the food in front of us. We're going to start. Let's make dua first. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. بسم الله وعلى بركة الله بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء يا حي يا قيوم يا واجد الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحبك يا نور الله ما شاء الله you can start to eat now.
Congratulations, Mominis. It is here, congratulations, Mominis.
So every time you read, Ya Wajidu, inshallah, brings light in your stomach. Ya Wajidu.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله Azbil, I've had my share of my food. Kids are still eating, mashallah. Azbil, looks like they've been hungry for 10 days. But mashallah, Azbil, because it's the second day of Eid, we've had our chicken salan today, we've had our halwa today as well. And inshallah, Azbil, hope to see you on the third day of Eid, inshallah, Azbil. I hope you not only enjoyed the program, but alhamdulillah, Azbil, you've seen the setup and how the kids do celebrate their Eid as well. So please celebrate Eid in a manner that inshallah Azawajal will befit a Muslim. And mashallah Azawajal, again Eid Mubarak to everyone. Jazakallah khairah for watching. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.